Hello everyone listening to Blind Cool Tech. My name's Claire Bland. I come from Sheffield in England. This is my first attempt at a podcast. What I'm going to review today is the braille-fronted washing machine. As far as I know, I don't think anybody's done this yet, so I thought I would do mine and give you an insight to how it, you know, basically how it works. Well, it's a washing machine, so you know how that works. But, I mean, how accessible it actually is. So, we got our washing machine in just after Christmas 2005, so we're a few months ago now. Basically, what it's got Braille on the front panel. Our washing machine is a Zanussi. I don't know what, I can't remember what model number it is off the top of my head, but I will find out if anybody wants to know. I don't know if you can get Zanussi models in the US, so I presume that if you can't, there'll be some other branch of the company that do manufacture washing machines who are like part of Zanussi, if you get what I mean. You can get all kinds of washing machines that do braille fronts or that do come with braille fronts. Hotpoint or another make. But I think Zanussi was the first actual company to get a contract to start putting braille fronts on their washing machines. So I've got some washing to do. So you'll actually see this thing in action. I've just got to find my instructions. What we've got are a set of instructions. It's just like a key, basically, that allows you to figure out what setting your washing machine needs to be on. So I'll read you this. In fact, yeah, I'll read you this. Okay, so at the top it says, key for washing panel. Okay, the panel is the front panel. On my washing machine, it's located all across the top. And it says, there's a list, and it says cottons. Right, so it goes down in the alphabet from A to A to I. No, it doesn't. It goes from A to O. And then there's a list of buttons that are on the front as well. So let me collect my washing, go downstairs, and I'll show you how this thing works. So I've got to split my washing as well into lights and darks, because it's not a good idea, apparently, to mix lights and darks, because darks can run. So if you've got a nice white skirt, you don't want it, though. That's my mum. You don't want it mixed up with some blue to make your washing go blue. Anyway, so here we go. See what we've got. These are darks that I've got here. Hang on. There. I'm doing a review of our washing machine. So I thought I'd do some washing, being as our washing basket's full. Dark, dark, dark. Oops. Dark. What's that? Dark. Are you alright then? Yeah.
Well, you could be alright.
No, I didn't get a coma.
No, I know.
Why?
Because those of me thought you'd poke chicken curry down, and when I read it again, it said chicken coma. And I'd already ordered it. Those
what? Well, it were very red.
What?
Red.
Were it?
It were alright. It weren't nicest I've ever had. What? No, last night I had a curry, and I forgot number to curry house to order it to be delivered. So I phoned my mum and said if she knew it, and she said she did. So I asked her to order me a chicken korma, and she didn't. She ordered me a normal chicken curry, and it was red for some reason. It was that red I could see it. So I'm just sorting my washing into lights and darks. There's loads. I can see enough when it's light enough to just about be able to tell what's light and what's dark. But sometimes I get a bit mixed up with things that are kind of in between. I hate that. There's loads of washing. Never seen so much washing in my life. Oh man. What's that? Stretching into washing basket. Tea towel, that's white. My jeans. Socks. You should see this pile, it's huge. It's massive. It's lovely and sunny outside today. Not overly warm, but I suppose you could walk around without a coat on. Alright, right. Got to the tent. To lift these and put them in the washing machine and talk at the same time and lift me mini disc recorder up. There's loads. Oh, I'm gone. Close that. Could do with Darren's colour detector. I don't think we've got all that's dark brown. Sorry, Darren. I don't mean no offence. I'm only joking. Mum? Where's she gone? I don't know if that's light. I don't know what colour that is. It's kind of light, but I don't know if it's blue or grey. Where's she gone? Mum? I think she's outside. I'm going outside. Ma'am? Is that light or dark? Light. Won't go in with colours then?
Are you getting washing in
that? Yeah. Colours?
Yeah.
If they'll fit in.
Eh?
If they'll fit in. Let me get it. You've chucked them on the floor.
Huh?
You've chucked them on the floor.
Oh, yeah, you said let me do it.
No, I meant...
That's all there. Right, that's it then.
Right.
Maybe some colour there.
Yeah, have I left some on the floor?
Yeah, yeah. So then.
What?
This has to be hand washed.
What does? I'm getting 2. Wash it. Shut that door. Now my washing in. 2 washing tablets, the hard, like solid washing powder, basically. Shove these in the drawer. These are Ariel, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ariel washing tablets, if anybody's interested. Right. Now, this is where the fun begins. We've got colours. Now, on my list of instructions, I shall read to you what it says. Right, there's a heading at the top, and it says cottons, and there's A, whites, 95 degrees C. B, whites economy, 40 degrees C. C, coloured economy, 40 degrees C. D, colour care, 30 degrees C. So, I want it on C, which is colour economy. So I shall turn this dial, and it's got braille on it. I shall describe this in a minute. So I've turned it to see it matches up with the dot at the top on the board, and then I press SP, a button labelled SP, which is stop, start, stop and pause. Press that. And off we go. Okay, so from right to left on the top of this, there's the top left, there's a drawer which has got 4 little like little containers in it, what you put your washing powder in, fabric conditioner, etc., etc. Then there are, next to that, there's a section with some lights on it, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buttons are all labelled in Braille underneath. This I must say has also got print on it as well, so that people can see it. Next to that, there's a dial, which is for your spin, so you like your revolutions. So you've got that's all labelled along the dial where you turn it, and it matches up with a dot which is above the dial, if you get what I mean. Ours is set to 12 at the minute. Then next to that, there's another dial, which is your program changer. That's labelled letters of the alphabet, A through to O, and that's got a dial, a blob or a bump at the top above the dial where you set it to. So, like, my letter C is in line with that bump at the top. So, I'll read you now what everything does. Okay. So, we have... I've read you these, but I'll read it again. So it says, A, white economy 95 degrees C. B, start again, Claire. A is white 95 C. B is white economy 40 C. C is coloured economy 40 C. D is colour care 30 C. Then there's synthetics, which is E, synthetics 60C, F, synthetics 40C, G, synthetics 30C, then there's delicates, H is delicates 40C, I is hand wash 30C, J is wool 40C, K is wool cold, L is mini program 30C, M is rinse, N is drain, and O is spin. So turn the page over. And then we've got another thing about spin speeds. That's the first dial after the row of buttons on my washing machine. So it says, E, 500 RPM. G, 700 RPM. I is 90 RPM, and 12 is 1200 RPM. I don't know if they're supposed to be numbers. I think I've just read that completely wrong, but there ain't a number sign before them, so I've just read them as letters. But if it is numbers, it's 5, 7, 9. Oh yeah, it will be numbers. What an idiot! It will be numbers. I'm sorry. So that's 5 instead of E is 500. 7 is instead of G is 700. 9 instead of I is 900, and 12 is 1200. Then below that, there's a list of what the buttons do. So from left to right of these 5 buttons on my front panel, there's O, which is options, PW, which is pre-wash, HL, which is half load, SP, which is start and pause, DS, which is delay start, and that's the end of that. So I hope you've enjoyed this little review. I won't wait till my washing's finished, because that'll take ages and ages. So I hope you've enjoyed it. I must say, I've been listening to Blind Cool Tech for a while now, and I have learned a lot, and I've enjoyed listening to people's reviews of programmes and products, and just generally about people in general, really. I've enjoyed listening to. I've spoken to a few of you either via email or on Skype. Donna Slater, Darren Duff, Hope Povenmire. I already know Christian Waywell and Lynn Reaper anyway, so hello to everyone. Keep up the good work, and I'll be doing another podcast hopefully very soon. If any of you have got any comments, feedback, questions, etc., then please don't hesitate to contact me via email. My email address is claire.bland1@btopenworld.com. That's claire.bland1, that's the figure, not the word, @btopenworld.com. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.